I just want to tell you, I did some work on some things. Some things in the middle of working on and haven't finished. For example, the difference between when, according to Ramban, is what's Velach Medelach of according to Ramban, what's V'Achter HaMelech according to Ramban, and what's versus Yoshua Tev according to Ramban. Okay? And how they did. And I was in the middle of working, I didn't finish that because I ended up with about four Ha'olis today. And you'll see, I just got very excited about the Ha'olis. And you'll see what exactly happened. Okay. Now, let me just add something from last week, okay? The most important thing, I want to make it clear, okay? When the Ramban talks about that there's... that the Derech HaTorah is to say Pratim, and then to say Ala Klal or something like that, okay? That's what he said, okay. It doesn't mean that there's a conglomerate, there's a group of mitzvahs in the Prat, and the Klal is a broad umbrella which includes it and more. That's wrong, okay? How do you know that's wrong? Because Ramban does that also with Shabbos. And Shabbos is only Shabbos, and Lo Yisas Kol Melocho. It's only one and one. Okay? It's just that the Klal is an umbrella which assumes things which would not have been on a strict interpretation of the Prat. Okay? And we, you know, and you'll have to decide, he's like, I had to go about doing that, but that's what happened, okay? The major thing, okay, what we were talking about last week is we were suggesting that according to the Ramban that we reinterpret the word tzivoy, okay, which is necessary for a mitzvah, and according to the Ramban, a tzivoy has to have clear parameters. And if it doesn't have clear parameters, then it can't be a mitzvah, okay? In minyan, you can call it a mitzvah, okay? But it's not in minyan, okay? And that's what we suggested, okay? Say that's what we did exactly. Okay. Now, let's move ahead and just see exactly this way through the waters. This once now, what I want to do is. We talk about Bar Mitzvah, okay? And we pointed out that the Ramban does quote Bar Mitzvah in Chumash when he's talking about this new mitzvah, Siso Yashvatev, and it's pretty clear in the Ramban that it's a Drabonim, okay? So the question is, what does it all mean? Okay? Now, the truth is, if you look at the Ramban, when he talks about Kedush and Tiyu, in the middle of Ramban, he talks about Mayim Mishon and Mayim Achrinim, which is also a Drabon. And there he says clearly on Esmach the Ba'alma. He says, Be'eru kiyetz behen bo ha-mitzvah azeis ha-klolis achrei she-porah kol ha-averes she-hein asuros l'gamrei mitzmuchot Achi konis bichlal hatzavo azois hatzavo hanikius biyodo v'gufoy. Kosh omru vis kadishtem elu mayim mishonim v'yisem kadoshim elu mayim achonim ki kodesh ani shemen olev. Okay. Which is basically the same paradigm as what we're talking about in Bar Mitzvah. Okay? So I just wanted to show you that it was an isolated phenomenon. Ki afapi she'elu mitzvois midivrehem ika hakosuv b'kiyotze b'ze mazir ika hakosuv. It's the Torah is mazir in a similar vein. Sheniye Nikiyim utahirim upushim me'amon b'nei odom shehim malachim atzrom b'moises v'ki'urim. Okay. So, what I thought was meant over here is a specific act of my mishenim, my machrinim is adrabonon, but there would be kiyum deraisa. Okay? Similarly, v'asisi yashav atev. And he writes, Chozer loyme b'derech klal shi'asa teva yosh ad shi'ikonez v'zeh apshor v'pnim mishur zedin. Ukegoin, the same way I think ukegoin, mashiskiu b'din et d'bar metzah. V'afilu mashe omru, pilkoi no'o v'dibur v'nachas m'abriyas ad shi'iko b'chol inyan tam v'yosh. In other words, some of the things might be the rabbonon, but the kiyum would be the raisa. Okay? I'm going to say something which I didn't prepare to say, but I want to make the point, and you're going to say, you know, what does this mean? Okay, but really it's a tangent on a tangent, because this line in the Parsha Kedoshim is really not the agenda. But don't you get the impression when you read the Ramban and you'll ask yourself, what is the mitzvah, okay? What is the mitzvah of Mayim Rishayim, okay? If you remember, the Rambam seems to say it's a separate mitzvah of in Brochus, therefore it's not in Avos HaTumah, so we discussed the whole issue, correct? And the Rambam said, no, it's a gzeira, it's a truma, srach truma. First they started in Nisrach, and then they did it Lamaisa, correct? So I ask you, does Mayim Rishayim have anything to do with Nikias and Kedusha? So if you'd say, you know, according to the Rambam, I can certainly imagine such a thing. Okay. It's, you know, one thing with Krishma and Fila, do with Tuma, okay, we decide it was do with Tuma, that's a different issue, okay? Very nice, correct? But the Ramban over here is saying this, not the Rambam, and the question is, how does this all fit together with, say, for mitzvah? It's a different approach, the same approach, but it's something to think about, okay? But it's really not for what I want to talk about now. But since is Kivan the Bay Milsa, and I think the aura, you might not have noticed, and if you did notice, I apologize, you know. But if you didn't notice it, this is the aura, and I think it's a very fine aura. Okay. Then he says, let me read you some other line. Okay. He says, V'ato yoimer gam basheloi tzivcho tein daitcho lasois hatev vayosha be'enov ki hu oihev hatev vayosha. Okay, it's Losh Ramban Chumash. Now, what does it all mean? Okay. Be'atro yoyma gam ba'asher lo yitzivcho tein daitcho. What does it mean, tein daitcho? You should think about it and give it careful thought. And basically, what you're supposed to do is you're not supposed to do depends upon if you're serious about it and you give it serious thought. That's what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. So to say that there's a clear parameter to what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do, tein daitcha, la'aseis hatev v'yosha, isn't that amazing, Lashon? Be'enov, ki hu oyev hatev vehayosher. What do you mean ki hu oyev hatev vehayosher? And he also says, if you recall, tein daitcho gam basher loitzivcho. It means it's not clear. It wasn't gam loitzivcho. There's no clear parameter. It's not a clear directive. You should go and say, you should go up and think about it clearly, what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me. Okay? And what he's doing now, it says, Hatev Vayoshev Be'eni Hashem in Pasuk. And that's what he says, Ki U Oyhev Hatev Vayoshev. That's Hatev Vayoshev, because Ki U Oyhev, that's what he's touching up. Mamish, every word. But you see again, we're talking about things which are no parameters for. Specific acts, might be the Rabbonon, but with King Daitcha, it should be certainly Kim Daraisa.
Are you saying the same thing by Shabbosam also? The Tirchah?
I don't have the Dukim I have, basically, I have the Dukim by Kedoshim, okay? I have the Dukim by Asis Yoshev HaTov Ramban, okay, what's going on in Tircha is, we do know, and I was trying to do research on this, but I didn't get that far. I thought if I had more time, I might be. Maybe the Rabbonim did Asa, in certain cases, Tircha, okay? And over the Bechel, I want to check out Ramban in both Beitz and Shabbos, every single case, you know, how he uses it, okay? However, there's no clear parameter in terms of how you decide what this is in the Ramban. He just is mentioning, he goes through this Mechilta, and he just says that, but he doesn't say what it is. Clearly, you see from the Chemia that there are certain things that are going on, okay? But it doesn't tell you, you know, really what it is. And you assume you violate Shabbosim. But the question is, you know, how does that play itself out? I can't tell you. There's nothing clear in Ramban about this. Over these two cases, I thought clearly they're the Avonons, and he puts it all together. And clearly, you know, Tein Daitcha. Okay? Now, I want to go further. I want to go through Ramban in B'Shalach. We quote a Mechilta. And this is Pshat in the Mechilta. The Ramban passes B'Shalach in Tezvov Chavov. Im Shmoa Tishma Kol Hashem Elokecha. Okay? Now I'm just reading, I'm skipping, I'm reading to the Mechilta. Over Mechilta, Omru vayoshev be'einov ta'ase. Ze masuv matan. Vayoshev be'einov ta'ase. This person B'Shalach is ze masuv matan. Melamed shekol hanoisei v'noisein be'emuno v'ruach habriyois noiche hemenu. Ma'al lo olom ki ilu ki in kol ha-Torah kula. Kol ha-Nesem va-Nesem be-Emuna v'ruach ha-Briyos noiche hemenu ma'al lo olakot ki in kol ha-Torah kula. V'od avay ze be-agir v'posle v'sisi Yoshev HaTov. Clearly, he's learning this Mechilta is the author of what he wants to say v'sisi Yoshev HaTov. So the bio of Asisa v'yoshev atev. Okay. The bio of Asisa v'yoshev atev is ki'ilu in this mechilta. And it's a derech abisenu. See, it's interesting. Sometimes this mitzvah klali is al derech apshat, as in tilcha. Okay? We don't know what's going on in Gedushin Tiyu and Amban, whether derech apshat or derech abisenu, have to see about that. But over here, l'chay, this is derech abisenu. Now, so what's Basisa Hayoshev Atev? Asisa Hayoshev Atev, that's the Ramban is teaching, it means Masa Umaton Be'emuna. Okay? And how does the Mechilta know that it's Ki'ilu, Ki'im Kolato Kula? Because it starts, the Pasuk says, Vishomata Bishok Kola Shevalokecha. Okay? Which is also called Terakula. And then right afterwards, in the middle of this, in the middle of Vasisa Yoshevatev, it says right after, Vayoyma Im Shemoya Tishma Bikola Shevalokecha. Okay? Vihazanto Lemitzvoisov Vishomata Kochukov. And this is in the middle. So that's what the Mechilta learned, that the Yoshev Atei is Neisei, the Neisei Be'emuna is Kili Kiyim Kol Torah Kula, or Dost Mulaniyah. Okay? Then, L'chira, if that's correct, Bahazanto L'mitzvoisov, what the Torah is saying, Tein Daitcha. Tein Daitcha, Lasas Hayoshevate, Vazanta le Mitzvoiso. Okay? And then, maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the first thing they ask when one comes to Ilum Emes, Omer Rovo, the Gemara and Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, doesn't that sound almost exactly like this Mechilta? And that's Kilu Kiyim Kol Torah Kula? That is where it's at. That's where a person should be. With a dais, das abriyas nechemenu? It's Hukash Kol Torah Kula, and that's why it's half of the first question. I just want to show you that I filled in a gap of what it's talking about, the discussion about mitzvah, discussion that I had about the Agos Maimunis, the Tshuva Agos Maimunis, that it's a mitzvah, call of the mitzvah, I say, you know, I discussed that last week, but this little piece over here, this I'm just adding into last week's discussion. Okay, now I'm going to do something. I'm not sure if it's going to take the rest of the time, because I started this morning, truth is, I had prepared another shiur weiter, but I started this morning and I started writing. I just couldn't stop. Okay, so maybe I just, you know, I missed it, or maybe there's something important here. Listen to this. So lemais is, what are we going on? We have a tzivu sheno mochot. Is the pshat is because since there's no clear parameters, there's no ma'is avera, but it's in question of Ritzon Hashem, where you can imagine a ma'is avera, and the ma'is avera is tluya b'ma'alas ha'odom v'azman. So the question is, you know, if there's no ma'is avera, we'll see. Example, go back, maybe we might think about this again. In Kedoshim Tiyu, how could the Ramban say that the Aschola For Ben Sarah Moira is from Kadosh Tiyu. The Ramban in by Ben Sarah Moira. Vin a Yeshel of Shnei Oinshin. For Echad who Makla of Vimai, who Mamule, and Vashani who Zerle Veseva, Mashitsu Navino, Kadosh Tiyu. So, we'll see if you can be Deichel this or not. But you see, the question is only the kium, like, okay? Kedushin Tiyu, is it a kium? Or the Taki Yisurim in it, also, okay? Because the Chira, you have to talk about Yisurim, because Nehemiah was giving the Musa, according to Ramban, in Chumash, about Chiyul Shabbos, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Hashem, and the fact that they were doing Trochim. So it means doing something which is novel Rishus HaTeira, doing something which makes into Yom Tircha, okay, doing something which is antithetic to the Sis of Yoshev HaTeir, L'Chari should be a problem. It's not only human, okay? So it means that even though V'der Klal, every Tircha in Uvim D'Chol is only Nisa D'Rabbonim, and the Meniyah Mehen is an Inyan Shechassidus, but you see from the Asharas Nehemiah that you can talk about something very clearly. Maybe the whole Yom, the Tzul of the Tzibur, you have to know what you're talking about, but clearly you can talk about my subject. Okay. Now I have four Ha'oros over here. And you decide for yourself if this is worthwhile pursuing. Okay, four Ha'oros. The first two go together and we'll see exactly what happens. Okay? The Ram says a mitzvah that even though the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah which is called Torah Kula, correct? But he says since the inyan meyuchan in it, which is called tefillah, therefore it's a mitzvah in the inyan mitzvahs. Okay? And the Ramban disagrees because he doesn't learn that Kilu is a Yemiuchar of Tefillah in it, okay? But not because the Etzem idea is wrong, correct? That's what Ram writes. Va Mitzvah Chamishis Yisivonu Obda Yis'alek Va Nichbal Tzivu Yizeh Pam Pomim Oma Ulevavatam Hashem Alokeichem Vi Oma Avoyse Tavod Vi Oma Avoyse Tavoy Vi Oma Obda The Alpha Pish is that Sibu, Gam came, Mina Sibu Makurim, Kamo Shibiano, Bishir Shuvi, Hine Yesh Boy Yichud, Shud Sibu Betfila. Ulah Sifri, Lob is it Fila. So the Chayra, can I say the same thing in Kedoshim to you? That since the grave Makremos, it's a tzibur shenei muchlot. But if I find in certain instances they're clear gedorim, it is muchlot. So maybe for that part it should be a mitzvah. So didn't we say that a ben tzeru meira is violates clearly the kedushin tiyu? So if that's the case, isn't that enough to make it a mitzvah when you're a mitzvah? The fact that, you know, if he drinks a little more wine than he should normally drink, you know, you can imagine, no, bushtatera, or if he has engaged in tashmish, katana golem, okay, b'seva. You know, you can say it's the primata sodom, jazman, but you know, can imagine if Ben Sarah Moira coming and say, you know something, Abba Yisai? You know, I just turned bar mitzvah. You know, I'm a small boy. You know, I don't know that much. I don't get it 100%. You know, you should, maybe I didn't do that. That's what the Torah says. So there are clear parameters over here. Correct? So why isn't that enough to make it a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? The same with the clear parameters and tefillah, making it for mitzvah and mitzvah. Okay? That's the beginning. That's my first thought. Okay? We'll see if we'll come back to this. But that's Ta'or. L'chayr, correct? Next Ta'or. L'chayr, the Ramban. This Ramban is l'chayr kula pella. Because what do we say the Ramban says, my Ben Sarah Meir, b'nei yeshal of shnei einchim, in Chof Aleph Yudches, Ben Sarah Meir, Bain Tsurumoda, Vina Yeshal of Schneeinchen, or Echo Schumakla of the Imo, your Mamre Abraham, Vashane Schuzel of the Savior, or Ivar Mashnitz Tavino, Kadushim Tiyu. Correct? Doesn't the Gemo Saints and Hedrin, Rabbi Yechan Oime, has hold of Ben Tsurumoda Minayan, Tamulum Lesuchuado? Correct. So, what's happening over here? So, you know, the Gemara, it's, what's the scoop? It's not a Gemara. And that's the number. In Mitzvah Sekuf Sadi Hei, my Mitzvah Sekuf Sadi Hei, he sees Horam Yoyis, Zer Levesay, Vamachal Mishte, Bimei Anayris. After she didn't say zero to zero, it's not in this column. Skill of Dana Shammai says there, Much Muzhar Mimeno, Behechachem. Ms. Byron, Nisha Shinach, as whole of Fishi Shrashnu, Lona Shinni Hizim, Loshin Gomorra, as whole of Ben Sarah Mor Minayin, Tamalam Sechladam, was Lona Sechu Achila, she may be a Lishbrech Dom. Vihi Achilas Zerl of Sir. Even though it's Lashon Kol, whatever it is. So what is the Ramban? There's a Ramban there. You know what the Ramban does? So the Ramban, in Hasogos Ramban, Lo Yisakuf Sarihei, Kfar Kasaf Dika Sheini, Shagdomo, Shehiktim, Nishberis Nifsedis. As he's saying, that basically... the Sheri Sheni is a mistake. V'gam b'zeh oid hefzit l'fi sh'achila v'shoyna shel ben seru meire ein oin shomiso ala malkus k'mo sh'omu masin boy b'fnei sh'nayim o malkin oisai b'fnei sh'loisha chod n'skalkul nidin b'esam sh'loisha avul noima sh'af az hoz achila v'shoyna b'chal v'sercho adom ששתי האכילות מביאים לשפוך דומו. וגם בזולו נחוש על האזחורו, שתהיה מן עליו שבכל זמיני, שאוי שמפורש למלכוס. ופן יסרו איסס, right? שיהב, לא צריך על אדם פור מלכוס, אני צריך על אדם פור מיסה. ויהיה זה על הרב סתיר בדבור ושיר כל עשרי מזור ביוחי גורי. והרוי להלוס מזה. What she conclude from all this of the Ramban? שהאחיל הראשון הם נמנע הספירין של מלכוס והשני הם נמנע הספירין של מיסה בהן שתי מיניס בחש בן המצרס וניחו בלו יסוך לאדם. You can't לו יסוך לאדם twice. Once for Malchus and once for Misa. And both are because of Loisei Chaladam. So, you know. For who, Masha Omu, Perik Abu Mises Bezdin, Ashoa, Lesoyo, Murra, Minayin, Tamalu, Loisei Chaladam, Vi Ashoa, Lishtei Achilles Hashalot, Vi Im Yi Ezeh Lav Shabakolos, Kamar Marav, Ein Locho, Shigam Shnei Oinchen, Bishtei Achilles, Menatera, Avokivit, Shoine Zu, Malkis, Vene Zu Mises, Yira Shein Shtei Minias Becheshvat. Okay, whatever it is, well, you can differentiate to them, not getting involved in them. So if I ask you, what's the Aschola for Ben Tzera Moira? Very clearly, it's Leisochel Adam. So Ramban has done an amazing thing, Chumash. What's he talking about? Because the Ramban even makes new lab in order to make everything Leisochel Adam. Okay? That's my second Aschola. So, what I want to do now, I'm not sure I'll be successful, maybe I will be, is the amazing that one thing is metallic to the other. And there's no problem over here. Okay? That first, but I apologize if these Aschola are not reasonable. Okay? I think they're reasonable. Okay? So, I started working on this with lawyers for myself. You know, how can I leave this, you know? I don't know what I'm talking about. Nirabor. What Ramban is doing in Chumash, you know, why in the world? It's a Mufush Gemara. Ramban in Chumash is working out there, Chapshat. And he asks himself, out there, Chapshat, what's going on? What's that so? Leisichel Adam, Achila, Mibi, Lidei Dom, or Dr. Pshat in the Pozik? So it's Derech HaPshat. Okay, that's number one. Derech HaPshat. Correct?
Did he say the word Derech HaPshat?
No, he didn't say. He just said, that's what the Ramban. I think in general, what the Ramban is out to do in Chumash is interpret Chumash as Derech HaPshat and here and there to spray it with Derech HaBoseinu. And he could say Mitztavino. You see, HaBoseinu never accepted that because Ein Oinsh Ein Kimasirin requires a love. And the Ramban over here is talking about Aschola, which is only an Aseh. Okay, but that doesn't in Derech HaPshat. I don't know if that bothers him.
But does he need in Derech HaPshat a Aschola for?
Vice the choice he needs a tzivui that he learns even in Derech HaPshat. You know, I'd like to think about that more seriously. I understood that's the conclusion. He seems to learn that this cloud, the ancient Kamasirim, it's not as far as Rabbi Hussein would take it, but you need it. Okay. So the question between Rabbi Hussein or not is we inquire a lav when I say is good enough. If this is correct, Rabbi Zai, then you can take a second. Question is Minyan HaMitzvahs Lefi Derech Rabbi Seinu or Lefi Derech HaPshat? And I contend that the Ramban's opinion is that Minyan HaMitzvahs are Lefi Derech Rabbi Seinu, and that's the way the Ram goes in Shoresh Shishi, that the love of Shabbos, Nesei Shabbos, are synonymous. Ramban doesn't disagree with that there. And the lav and the asay by shvius are synonymous. And Ramban doesn't disagree with them over there. Minyan HaMitzvahs are Derech HaBoseinu. Okay? In Derech HaBoseinu, Ben Tzera Moira, the Aschola is Leisochel Adam. There's no peculiar Aschola which says, Otto de Ben Tzera Moira is the Chazel of a Seve, and therefore it's a problem Gedushim Tiyu. Okay. Okay. So, there's no reason then to count it Minyan HaMitzvahs because of that. So basically, everything answers, both kashas answer each other. Okay? But it's an amazing thing. Derech Agav, okay, I don't want to talk about it. There is a Yireim that claims that the Achila Rishayna of Ben Seir Meira is because of B'chukesein Lois Helecho. It's like that's the Derech of Goyim to drunk and to merriment and these things. And he explains why he, whatever it is, okay? I don't believe that's the Ramban, okay? I think the Ramban wants to find something Derech HaPshat and that's what Derech HaPshat and Kedushin means, okay? And then, once you do that, and if you say Minyan HaMitzvah has nothing to do with Derech HaPshat, the fact that they're clear parameters would not put in Minyan HaMitzvah. Okay? Now, next. Okay, I want to show you another thing. This, that was Ha'or 1 and 2. Okay? Now Ha'or 3. The Bnei Shalom, the Gemara Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel Beis, V'Oitznan Amachalos Hashabbos, V'Dover Shechayov Mashir Yosachatos, V'Aldonu Skilo, Michlal Di'ikimidi, Di'ein Chayov Mashir Yosachatos, V'Aldonu Skilo, and it's called Machalos Hashabbos. The Tchilo Shabbos doing something which is not Machayev Skila if you do it with Meizah with Eid. Correct? That's the Gemara saying. And more searching and searching and searching. And what does the Gemara come up with? Umay Nihu Lav the Machaber Lo. Umay Nihu Lav the Machaber Lo. It's not Machaber. The question is, where's Machaber standing? It's no. It's Tchumim V'Aliv Adav Yekiva. Vavola Alib WEC. Okay. And what does it mean, Tchumin Alib Rabbi Akiva? That's what Rabban is. Tchumin is the Chaisa, you know, according to Chum also. So I remember Grillis, the Fenner Bokhman, pointed out, you have to work on this, let's see. I mean, I have this in other places, whatever. Tchumin, according to Chumin. And Tum records of Akiva is called Beth Misay Dina. Tchumim, according to the Chachamim, is an Isra Malacha. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a separate Isra. Lo Seval Eish, Bechom Mosh Vesechim, according to Ramban, the Ramban is Lav Moinshin, the Gemara is the only according to Rabbi Yesi. So what's going on? Then this is, here it's an Isra Malacha. Here's not an Isra Malacha. What the Gemara says, Rabbi Yesai, that Chil Shabbos is Melacha. Hamachalas HaShabbos. And that's the Gemara wants. Similarly, I once heard from the Rav, I think he said on this, maybe he said on that, the word Shabbos HaMotesim and Aleph. El Rav Shim Ben Lokish, the Yoma Ad Shishkan Balav, Uvakores, the Yod HaShabbos and Mayim, is the case Yod HaShabbos and Shigas Melachas. So how can you know about Melochas and forget it? So the Gemara says, Betchumin, the Yod of Betchumin, Valibid of Akiva. Okay? You only know Shabbos, Melochas. I know, for obvious reason, I know this Kiddush on Shabbos. That's an idea of Shabbos. The idea of Shabbos is Melochas. Sayes Yechabay Say. Nehemiah gave them a ganza asholo, didn't he? And he told them that the machalnes Shabbos, as they stated in the pesukim in Nehemiah's Nehemiah, what Nehemiah said to them. And Ramban Chumish by Trochim learns that's going on Tircha. Mufush and Tanakh the Tircha is called Chil Shabbos. Hayom Tircha, they had Chil Shabbos, Mechalmas HaShabbos. What's going on in the Gemara? What happened to Ramban? That's Ha'or number 3. Okay? That's just, I couldn't stop writing. Oh my God, you know, I'm missing it or something, but the it's an amazing Ha'or, correct? Ha'or number 3. So, See, I'm just amazed what happens over here. That ki'ilu, it's the chtagotzein ha'teira, that there shouldn't be yom tircha, whatever it is. But the ma'isa, it's only derech ha'pshat, and k'fi meseris rabbeinu, it's melacha, and it's only melacha. So may that can't be a dear Shabbos or Kolman? We have to begin to understand what's going on over here. You see, there's one issue when you ask yourself, is there chapshat mechayev halacha l'maisa? But if you're boxed into the situation, then you have to say there chapshat is mechayev halacha l'maisa. Otherwise, what's going on? Ban chumash, how can he pshat in the psukim in Nechemia? What's he being mazer about? Mechal nasa Shabbos, he quotes all the whole thing, the Gita is in everything. And at the same time, when you come to a Gemara, that Yod B'Shabbos, the idea Shabbos has to be dafka l'fi Miseris Abuseinu, and the idea Shabbos l'fi Derech HaPshat will be different. What does all this mean? Okay? So these are the questions when you're learning about Chumash. And you're looking at the Derech HaPshat, the Derech HaBiseinu, and you ask yourself, so what is he trying to do, the Ramban? Is Taka this Machayev? Is it not Machayev? So what does it mean, Api Alocha? So he said, you're Machalas HaShabbos. Machalas HaShabbos. In HaBiseinu, not Machalas HaShabbos. What does it all mean? Okay? That's Owen number three. Okay? Now, Ha'olah number four. Now listen to this Ha'olah. So if you look at Ramban al HaTorah and you ask what Kedushim Tiyu is, you get the impression, since he says, and he quotes this in the paradigm, the parallel structure between Pratim and a Derech Klal, so I ask you, is Kedushim Tiyu limited to a few specific cases like Achila and Tashmish, okay, and Ribui Macho and Nivopeh and Tuma and Nikias? I would say definitely yes. Because if you're going to expand it to Kol Inyan HaTorah, you're back to where you started. And it really is not a Pratim Klal, because he's not going back to Kol HaTorah Kula. The whole paradigm, he's introducing the paradigm of Tircha, okay, and Vasis Yoshev HaTev, and Shmias, in order to explain Kedushin Tiyu. That's where he's at. So they have to be the same, correct? I think it's incontrovertible. The question now what happens? So once you have that, so then it comes out the precious is from Ribu Yayin, Ribu Tashmish, Ribu Achilagasa, Dibu Hanimus, Precious Metuma, Vinir Nikias. Okay. Rabbisa, you open up Sefer Mitzvahs and Kedushin Tiyu, you get a whole different approach. Rabbisa, you open up Sherish Dalit, you get the impression that it's a mitzvah kolelis kol HaTorah kula, it's mefulish Ramban. Zok the Ramban in the beginning of Sherish Dalim, ho ikah levi omar rav shein roi shimnu hamitzvah kolelis HaTorah kula ubezeton abal alochais omar וכבתו בעיקר הזה עד אשר מונו קדושים תהיו מצס בכלל מצססי ולא יודו שאומרו יסעל הקדושים תהיו ויסם קדושים הם מצס לעשויס כל התאו כולו ולא שספרו קדושים תהיו פרושים תהיו It's everything. The omnom ba lochis loymor kedushin to you. Avomono this kedushin v'yis kedushin. Vakedushin be'emes lios pushim. Va'ashehein klau manias kulon lo yimnu kedushin tihyu. Ushmata mes mitzvoisai. Vushomata versis es mitzvoiso. We should make them as call a mitzvah. We should make them as call a mitzvah. And that's Jesus' pollution. Okay. So then, Chabesai, it comes out an amazing thing. When you open the Teres Kohanu, and Kedoshim Tiyu, Shu Purushim, the Ramban al Teira has one interpretation. It's a very limited thing that the Eastern Protim and Kila Pushim, as far as these things that could go by. And the Ramban, it's Sefer Mitzvos, learns the Mitzvah Kol is called Toku. So, Lechera, maybe there's a machlokes between the Ramban in Chumash, and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, whether this Sifra is Derech HaPshat. And that's what he's referring to in Chumash, or it's Derech Avoseinu, and it might be a mitzvah called Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? Now, if that's correct, okay, I'm just getting warm. I'm just trying to tell you the amazing things going on here. Because the Tafkid of Ramban in Chumash is to interpret Pshat. And he's telling a derech hapshat. So minyan mitzvahs have nothing to do with derech hapshat. Okay. So if you tell me the kedushin tiyu, even if you say that it's a mitzvah, you don't talk about muchot. They know muchot. It's not minyan mitzvahs because the minyan mitzvahs have nothing to do with derech hapshat. The minyan mitzvahs are derech avoseinu. So you understand yourself, if you're discussing about whether Kedushin Tiyu should be a minyan mitzvahs, you have to interpret Kedushin Tiyu on Derech Avoseinu. And he learns if it's Derech Avoseinu, the Pshat and the Sifra is completely different. It means a mitzvah is called Torah Kula. So there's an amazing thing going on over here, and this is support again and again, that minyan mitzvahs is Kefir Avoseinu, and the Derech HaPshat, and the same Sifra, he himself is Mesupik and uses it in Chumash as Derech HaPshat and in Sefer Mitzvos as Derech HaVoseinu. Now, the next step, if that's correct. Okay. Because we already said, you see, the question b'chlau, what the hechach over here? Because since we know anyway the yinat moina derech hapshat anyway min yinat mitzvahs, you see, correct? Derech hapshat, even if it's a mitzvah yinat moina min yinat mitzvahs, okay. So, and that's what we were talking about. So, you know, the whole discussion is only Derech HaVoseinu over here. I just Because what did we say? Basis of Yosheva Tev is Derech Abuseinu. It's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because it's not a Tzibur Mochletes. Correct? So you could have said the same thing, that the Teres Kohanim is Derech Abuseinu. And he said, that's why he's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. For some reason, he feels it necessary to say it's a mitzvah called Kol HaToku. Why did he make that change? Correct? So I tell you like this. The Yisrid Machlekes is a very interesting thing. So, you know, the amazing things come out over here that the Yisrid of Minyan HaMitzvah is Derech Abuseinu, according to Rambam. Okay? And then, if that's correct, and Derech HaPshat is not Minyan HaMitzvah, there's a very important observation that I would tell you. You see, if you look at the Ramban, when he discusses Shemesheni, Kulei Hefsin, Kulei this, Kulei that, it's like a disaster. You know, the Ramban Kulei Machmadim, and Echmod, it's all Shemesh Beis is Kilu, the disaster. Because Rabbi Sai, there's a basic difference between Rambam, what are mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs? Comes to Rambam in Sherish Beis and says mitzvahs apshuti shalikra is tartar shebeksav. And that's antithetical to everything Ramban's standing for. Because according to Ramban, mitzvahs tachmeseir derech abiseinu. And they at the bottom of the minyan mitzvahs, and be'emes it could be in Matan Torah, or there was nibne, were given over was a minyan, and kiluvei, you look at the Rabban al Torah. And it's a whole different approach. If you're going to deny drushes and deny chazal, it's a basic pirzah in the whole issue of what's going on. What is a mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah? So the Ramban comes at night in shining armor and says Shurish Beis cannot be. Because Shurish Beis denial the metzah principle that minyan mitzvahs are minyan mitzvahs Rabbi Seinu. It's not a minyan Torah exam. Now, I want to tell you something. Something major happens. Not only is it different stakos between the Rambam and the Ramban in Shurish Sheni, I think the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Chumash has a whole different approach to Kedush and Tiyu, and the Ashlocha in terms of what's going on in Torah is amazing. Because for myself, you have a pasuk like this in Vayikra, talking about Kohanim. Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Vov. Kedushim yiyu leloheyim. It's going to Kohanim. Hakedushihi haprishes kasher pirashti b'seid l'shomayla. Yoyim ha-shafiru b'muta l'Yisrael yu ha-kohanim pirushim yibolu mitumas ha-meisim nesuri ha-noshim she'enon ha-goynis lehem b'tayu b'nikis. Beseder, right? And the kedusha is a mile in the precious that he has. They have more kedusha. And then bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem and dvorim yudalet aleph bonim at gamzu mitzvah v'ureil she'omer b'teira b'kohanim about lo yikol kochocha b'roishim b'som li'sotes v'ato yivaye. Ki ba'avu ma'ilus ha'kohanim bilvad shi'izki Hashem Shom Shehen Kedoshim Lelohem Tzivo Bohem Ze Avokol Eid Kulum Kedoshim Kulum Bonim Nashem. So therefore they also have to be Shem. Okay. Kedoshim.
Now
you have Kedoshim, you're right. And you have a posik in Shmois before Matan Tova, Mamleches Kohanim for good Kodesh. What's the relationship between the two? And the Ramban says, Goy Kodesh, Ludovka Bekela Kodesh, Kmoshomo Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh, Ani Hashem. The question is, what happened before at Matan Torah when they said that they're Goy Kodesh, and did something change in Parsh Kedoshim when they said Kedoshim Tiyu? So what's going on over here? And you look, that's the beginning before Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, it says, V'yoycha Am Kodesh in the Brochs and Kolos and Abbas Moyer, L'dofka Boy V'seif Am Kodesh. So Rabbi Isai, I want to suggest there's a basic difference between the Rambam and Ramban Al HaTorah and Ramban Sefer HaMitzvos. What's going on over here? What does it mean Am Kodesh? This is a Ramban in Mishpotim. V'anshei Kodesh Tiyu, the Diyuk of Ramban. The Ramban says like this: Chleima V'anche alkein oma v'anche kodesh tiu mikleima ni chofetz tiu anche kodesh vavush tiu ruinly ledovka be shani kodesh. Is the anche kodesh they are kodesh, or the anche kodesh means they have a potential of kedusha of the vekis and a kodesh boch? If you learn that they're kodesh, so the Chol Kedoshim Tiyu is just really just going over what happened before. That you that Kedush is Dach Pachishas. Ramban Al HaTorah learned that before Matan Torah, when they call it Am Kodesh, it means Ruin L'Dov Kabi. That something changed in Klal Yisrael. There's no Dveikis in HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mois Olam. That the Ruin is Kodesh. And then was clamped down in Inyan of Kedosh and Tiyu Shalei Novo B'Shatay. It's a separate thing. It's a whole different approach to what's going on in Kedosh Yisrael and what's the relationship Kedosh and Tiyu. Okay. So these Be'etzim Ma'abesai, you know, Ma'olos, have a little bit more on this. I'm going to stop here. Okay. But I apologize, but I thought when I started working on these Ma'olos this morning, I said to myself, I can't stop. I still didn't get there. I was working on...